Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in a bit, we'll talk about Travis Kelce's comments as he was asked about what is his future with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, seeing my brother go through it and seeing, just how the league works. You know, the season kind of restarts in April, and I want to give the Chiefs a good opportunity to, you know, whether I come back or not, and vice versa, like, whether they want me back or not. It's one of those things where I'd like to make that decision before they got to get draft picks and the free agency opens, so that it gives them an opportunity to go out there and fill the roster appropriately. So all that will be at the end of the season, and I won't be thinking about it until then.
I really think there's a chance that Travis Kelce comes back next season. I was at one point like 99% sure that this was going to be his last season, and I think it just everything kind of lined up that way. Maybe I'm now reading too much into it on the other side. I really think that Taylor's super supportive of it. I think she wants him to do it for as long as he can. I think she understands the thrill of being on the stage and what it is and how hard it is to potentially walk away from it. He's still playing at a really high level. He seems very healthy. He seems very engaged in doing it. I don't think it's crazy to think that Travis Kelce comes back next year on a one-year team-friendly deal. Now, I don't think he's playing for free or anything, but I could see him signing a low base salary, high incentives, just trying to help out the team. Money isn't really a big deal. I just want to keep playing football, and I want to keep playing football in Kansas City. I've kind of come back on the other way. I still think it's more likely he retires than not, but I think it's probably like 60-40, maybe 65-35. I think there's a good chance that Travis Kelce ends up coming back next year to the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk more about that coming up in a bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Kevin Bowen of 107.5 The Fan out in Indianapolis to take a closer look at the Chiefs' opponent on Sunday. Kevin, always appreciate you popping on. We were just talking about this. Let's start with Jonathan Taylor, who is off to an incredible start this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a runner that's doing what Jonathan Taylor is doing right now, that obviously is a huge focal point. You know, I thought Jones, especially September and October, he was also making some big league throws. It was not just a managing of the operation when they needed him to make some of those Sunday throws. He was doing that. Now, in the last two games, it has been a little bit more of the New York Daniel Jones. Pass protection hasn't been as clean. The sack numbers are higher. The turnover numbers are much, much higher. So I think that's kind of the question coming out of the bye week for Colts fans. It's like, all right, was the Daniel Jones two-month thing a tease, or was this just kind of the inevitable, you know, every NFL team has a hurdle or two to clear during the season. Pittsburgh and Atlanta have some pretty good edge rushers. Has that contributed to it? So I'll be very curious to see what or how Daniel Jones looks. Obviously, I expect a lot of blitzing from Steve Spagnuolo and company, and how he handles that after these last two games and the bye week, I think, is a big storyline.
Do you feel like a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to the Colts? Because last year it felt like Minnesota was that team. No one wanted to believe it was Sam Darnold, and ultimately those people got proven right in the final two games last season for Minnesota. I feel like a lot of that same energy is now being directed towards Indianapolis. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair analogy. You know, I don't think anyone wants to truly believe in the resurrection project at quarterback just because there haven't been too many of them. And sure, Baker Mayfield is kind of the poster child of it right now, and Darnold has had flashes. But, you know, it doesn't normally work out like that. And I don't know, maybe the New York element to Daniel Jones is at play a little bit more here. And, you know, he was in a quarterback competition with Anthony Richardson. It's not even like, you know, he was whatever, handed the starting keys or anything like that. And we probably should point out the Colts schedule. You know, with Houston winning last night, actually record-wise, of the final seven games, Kansas City is the, and I say this in quotes, the easiest team they play. They play six teams right now above 500, and then they play Kansas City at 500. And, you know, again, at Pittsburgh, in Germany, you know, a little bit different environments. If you look at who they played early on, they played Tennessee twice. They played Jacoby Brissett. They played Geno Smith. You know, Miami's, you know, early in the year was pretty dysfunctional. They played them out of the gate. Now, they also beat Denver. They went to, you know, L.A. and beat the Chargers pretty handily. They easily could have beaten the Rams on the road as well. But, yeah, I think nationally, that conversation, I feel like I do hear a decent amount.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Bowen, who covers the Indianapolis Colts. He is with 107.5 The Fan out in Indy. Kevin, I understand that for whatever reason, people have decided that only quarterbacks could win NFL MVP, but my stance on this has been out there. If the Colts get the one seed, I would vote for Jonathan Taylor to win NFL MVP.
Yeah, I hear you out. You know, unfortunately, I just don't think the NFL operates in that manner. I believe it's been since Todd Gurley in 2017, since we've had a running back get a vote, not just, you know, obviously win the award. That's Adrian Peterson in 2012. Just get a vote. You got to go all the way back to Gurley. But I do think Taylor has some highlight moments. If he can get to that touchdown number that kind of rivals LaDainian Tomlinson, then I do think the conversation is really real. Now, the Colts will need a few more games that they kind of flexed in a prime time and, you know, get some of those moments. And Matthew Stafford probably, you know, having a little bit of a quieter, you know, final stretch of the season is needed. But, you know, the fact that you don't necessarily have Allen and Mahomes and Lamar Jackson atop that list probably helps out Taylor. And maybe there is a little bit more of a, hey, why don't we look at a running back now? But still, with how that award has been voted on, and I get it, the acronym is most valuable player. You know, someone brought up to us on our morning show, they should change it to MOP, kind of like how we do in the NCAA tournament, most outstanding player. Then I think maybe the votes would get different, but quarterback's quarterback, so I understand why people vote in the manner they do.
I mean, a lot of people thought that Jonathan Taylor was one of the better running backs in the league, so I don't think anyone is surprised that he is having a good season. He's in the prime of his career. What do you think has gone from him being a very good running back to now being looked at as hands down the best running back, and he feels like he's unstoppable so far this season? He's averaging 6 yards a carry and has 15 touchdowns, and we're not at Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, they obviously have showed good offensive balance. I think when you have a pass game and Tyler Warren's presence and those wideouts, Alec Pierce vertically, when you have that threat, I think it at least keeps defenses on their toes a little bit. And then I know this sounds really simple, but Taylor is healthy. He has not been on the injury report a single time this season, and I remember him being healthy all throughout the offseason. That is very rare for a running back in today's NFL with the wear and tear that he has on his body. He had a great season in 2021, when the Colts nearly made the playoffs, but then Taylor was banged up in 2022, banged up in 2023, a little bit in 2024 as well. I mean, now he's just been really healthy, and I think that allows him to hit more of the home runs, get to the second level, throttle it up, and kind of show off that home run ability that he has.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Bowen for a couple more minutes here, learning a little bit more about the Indianapolis Colts heading into their matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kevin, this is what I've been saying. I think both of these teams need this game for a very different reason. We mentioned it with Indianapolis. Like, there is a group of people that are sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Man, if the Colts go on the road outdoors against the Kansas City Chiefs and win this game, knowing the importance that this game has for Kansas City, I just don't know how you can tell me that Indianapolis can't win the Super Bowl. Kansas City's not the team we thought they were going to be. Buffalo isn't that team. Baltimore isn't that team. I mean, somebody has to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. I also feel like from Kansas City's side, if Kansas City wins this game against Indianapolis, they got the Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. They could be looking at 7-5 with the win in their back pocket against maybe the best team in the NFL in Indianapolis. I mean, people will feel like everything is back on track with Kansas City. This feels like a pretty big crossroad moment for both of these teams on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, you know, 2-3 months ago, if you would have said, hey, Chiefs and Colts, one team competing for the one seed, another team competing to keep their playoff hopes, I guess, realistically alive, you would have said, oh, yeah, for sure. That makes total sense. Kansas City for the one seed and Indianapolis for the fringe playoff hopes. Well, now it's kind of flipped. So, yeah, I do. I think, you know, anytime you play a Mahomes, a Reed, you play an Arrowhead, yeah, all of that, the game gets circled, as it should. Kansas City has earned that with what they've done in the AFC over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So, you know, it's in the 1 o'clock window, but I do think a lot of national eyes are going to be on it.
You mentioned it earlier. Let's get to it. The Colts made a pretty big trade at the deadline to go get Sauce Gardner. How has he looked so far early on with the Indianapolis Colts? And they also have Charvarius Ward, a corner that Chiefs fans are certainly very familiar with him being in Kansas City. I mean, if that's your 1-2 punch at the position, you got as good of a cornerback duo of any team in the National Football League.
Yeah, I try not to speak in hyperbole, but, you know, I've covered the Colts since 2010. I don't recall a secondary on paper ever looking like this. And, you know, again, you know, can, you know, Mooney coming off the concussion, is he back to his normal self? And I thought Sauce Gardner actually played pretty well in Germany, considered he was traded midweek. Kenny Moore II in the slot is a really, really good slot corner. And their safety tandem, Cam Bynum and Nick Cross, have played pretty well this season. So, you know, that's where I think the Colts feel like they have created a Super Bowl window with Gardner's arrival. And again, it's needed, I think, right now because DeForest Buckner is out, and he is their top pass rusher, even though he's an interior guy. So I expect, you know, them to play a lot of man coverage, and they feel like they've got the personnel to certainly do it. And I'll be curious how much they blitz Mahomes, given Lou Anarumo's history, which has been a little bit more, you know, drop 7, drop 8.
I want to get your thoughts on this, and then we'll get your keys to the game. Do you think that the line in this game, which Kansas City is a 3.5-point favorite, do you think that is more respect for Kansas City and that the public believes that the Chiefs are going to turn things around? Or do you think that's indicative of disrespect for the Colts, and which we talked about? There's a group of NFL fans that are waiting for the other shoe to drop in Indianapolis. Which one do you think this, I guess, signifies more for? Do you think this means more about Indianapolis or more about Kansas City?
I'm going to go Kansas City. I think the Colts have actually had some pretty, you know, healthy lines of the season, them as favorites. So, I will say, you know, obviously a little bit of home field, but I would say the overall, you know, public money that inevitably comes in on the, you know, the most, whatever, the best team in the league or the team that's, you know, thought of as highly as they have been over the last, again, 5 to 10 years. So I'll say that's more of a Chiefs respect thing.
I'll get you out of here with this last thing. Give me your Colts win-if scenario. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario.
Well, yeah, can you create a pass rush around Patrick Mahomes? Again, I got some questions around that. I would start there. And then, you know, for Kansas City, can you limit Jonathan Taylor and set up the pass rush opportunities on Daniel Jones? I think those are kind of the two big ones for me. Again, the Colts have had some issues in pass protection, and Jones has had some turnovers here recently. how do they kind of counter that? How do they balance their offense with Jonathan Taylor, who, you know, as we talked about, has been so good this season?
That is our guy, Kevin Bowen, joining us on the show today. He covers the Indianapolis Colts for 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. The biggest game this week in the AFC, Colts and Chiefs, a very important game for both sides. Kevin, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
You bet. Thanks for having me, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.